Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. We have been covering cholesterol, and a very interesting topic it is. Brenda B, before we even get more into that, and we're going to talk about some of the good things you should be taking for your cholesterol, what do we have for those listening?
We're going to have a giveaway today.
And what might that giveaway be?
We're going to give away a fish oil, a Renew Life fish oil. So we'll be telling you how to win that.
Yes, first two callers. Yes, you don't even need to be on the air to win it. You just call to the back line.
No, we're going to make you come to the studio and sit here in the station with us in order to win the product.
No, not true. No,
and give us a dissertation of why you want the product.
There's no quiz. No, you just call in. No. She's fooling with you.
Of course I'm fooling. They know what I'm fooling with them. So we have been talking about cholesterol, and we were getting into the differences between the HDL and the LDL. And one of the problems with the LDL is that's what oxidizes in your body is LDL. More specifically, those smaller, denser particles tend to oxidize very easily. Once LDL becomes oxidized, it's very bad. And when it's in your blood vessels, it's even worse because that can start that cascade effect. Once HDL or LDL starts to oxidize, it causes an inflammatory reaction within the cell, within the lining of the artery, which can then attract, you know, white blood cells and mast cells and cause the beginning of the plaque formation that we all know is very harmful, narrowing of the arteries, the hardening of the arteries. So that can be first triggered by that oxidized LDL. And that's one of the reasons why we call it bad, because it could be bad. So you want as little of those small density, low numbers of that small density LDL as you can
get.
Keep
your lows low.
Right. And so, and for this reason, it's so important to look deeper than just your total cholesterol or even just your HDL or LDL. You really should be looking now at the particle sizes. I mean, there should be no excuse and really no doctor out there who does not go further on this type of test and looks at the particle sizes because of the information we know now. Because you could have a total cholesterol. Say we tested your cholesterol and it's 180.
Number on its surface seems good.
Yeah.
But you have to look deeper to know.
I mean, you think, oh, great, thumbs up, 180. That's pretty good.
But not necessarily.
Right. Because when you look further, you could have a large amount of the small density type of LDL. So
Which are the bad.
So you could have a lot of those type of particles within that number. So that's what you want to need to look out and on, you know, and then so then your risk would actually be high, even though you have a total cholesterol level of 180. You could still have a high risk factor. And that's why you see a lot of people who have heart attacks, a lot of people actually who have cardiovascular disease, their cholesterol is considered normal. Okay, they've always had normal cholesterol.
Right, because at some point, if again, I go back to things like high blood pressure and smoking that can scar artery walls that cause the cholesterol to plaque up in those artery walls, your levels may be fine on the surface, but when you have to look deeper to see what's happening, are you getting a lot of LDLs that are building up on the artery walls, oxidizing, causing other issues, causing that those inflammatory markers that you mentioned goes through the roof and as an indicator that you're heading in the wrong direction.
Yeah, absolutely. And in, you know, on the opposite scale there, you could have actually a high cholesterol. You could be, you know, 250, 300 on the total cholesterol, but your risk factor could be actually very low with that number.
Because your HDLs are up there and your LDLs are very low.
Right. And especially if you have the large, buoyant type of LDL and not so much those smaller, denser LDL, then your risk factor is actually lower.
Which is often good. Why you need that test that does a breakdown of all the different types.
Right. And there's lots of tests now that will have this breakdown that go much more, you know, into this. And one of them is called the NMR lipoprofile. And you can get that, you can actually get that through Gulf Coast Nutrition. We carry it there. You can get it certainly through your physician. They should know about that. There's also a laboratory that physicians will use called HDL Laboratory, which also measures this way. So there's really, again, no excuse not to be testing in this way to see those particle sizes.
Yeah, labtestingdirect.com, they can get on and check some testing as well.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I want to talk when somebody goes to a doctor and they get that high level cholesterol, all of a sudden they're put on statin medication. And we all know, you know, those are used to help lower cholesterol. And they actually inhibit an enzyme known as, without saying the long version of it, HMG-CoA reductase. That's the short version. That's the short version. Which is actually, that's an enzyme that's used to make cholesterol in the liver. So it inhibits that production of cholesterol in the liver. And so when that happens, the liver actually needs more cholesterol. So where's it going to get it? It's going to grab it, pull it from the blood. So then, therefore, it lowers your blood level of cholesterol. And that's one of the ways that the statins work. But they also inhibit other enzymes. And so there's just a lot of side effects. They also will reduce inflammation. So that's another way that they do. And that sounds good, but there's just too many side effects. You know, muscle damage is one of the side effects of statin medications. Liver damage, you know, digestive problems, increased blood sugar, because your body actually needs cholesterol. So bad that one of the ways that you produce more cholesterol, too much cholesterol, is an increase in blood sugar. So your body now thinks it's starved for cholesterol, so to speak. Let me increase the blood sugar to try and make more cholesterol.
And the increase in the sugar, right, the increase in the sugar in the blood vessels is a whole different problem.
Memory loss is another big thing. You know why? Because cholesterol is needed for the brain and for memory.
Well, that's right. All the neurons need the sheath covering. It's made up of the fats.
To have that communication and everything in the brain, you need the cholesterol. So when you're on statin medications, your body is not producing enough cholesterol. That's the thing. You go from having what they consider too much to having too little. And that's a big problem in itself, having too little.
Now, I know many physicians nowadays who are integrative that give options for patients where instead of just statins, you can have those other different types of than the red yeast rice and the fish oils and the other antioxidants that work really well.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are something that, you know, talk to your physician about.
Right. And we're going to get into a few of those, certainly. When I mentioned the oxidized LDL, that's one way that antioxidants can help. Because if you have a lot of free radicals in your body, that LDL is going to be more apt to oxidize. So the less free radicals you have in your body, the less likely they're going to damage that LDL. So taking your antioxidants is very, very helpful. Taking a good antioxidant complex. So, and that's going to include things like your green tea and your, you know, your vitamin E and your selenium and different things like that that are known for having that antioxidant effect in the body.
Well, that is wonderful, Brenda B. And we are going to be giving away that fish oil product in the second half of the show. And again, Brenda B., tell us a little bit more about Gulf Coast Nutrition.
Well, Gulf Coast Nutrition is located on the corner of Alderman Road and Alt 19 in Palm Harbor. We have a wonderful store there. We carry all of your very favorite quality brand supplements, sports nutrition. We're very good on the sports nutrition and very competitive on pricing. We definitely try to give you the best deals that we can. And we certainly have the free supplement tune-up. And that's where you make an appointment and come in with all of your supplements that you're currently taking. We'll take a little look at them, do an evaluation for you, make sure you're not doubling up.
So coming up, we'll be covering more about cholesterol. You're listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition.